changing an agency's management culture at every level of responsibility earned some high-level recognition for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Their Employee Development Division uses an initiative called the Individual and Organizational Progressive Leader Development Program. Cheryl Seminara is director of FEMA's Employee Development Division, accepting the Graduate School USA's 2014 Deming Award on behalf of her team. Cheryl, it was great to meet you last week at this award ceremony. Congratulations on this. How does this development program work? What are at the roots of it?
Well, thank you, Francis. I appreciate that. One of the things we want to do is really change the culture of leadership, and we're doing it by reaching one leader at a time. We're finding the right developmental activity at the right time in their career. So we have a series of programs, activities, and workshops that are designed to reach employees, whether they're leading self, whether they're leading a team, maybe they're a team lead, and we're really making sure that we're taking the same concepts and teaching them across the entire agency.
Mike Casey from GSA said at the event that we did last week to kind of lead up to your award ceremony that one of the things they're trying to do at GSA is change the emphasis from training to learning. How does that play in with the kind of strategy that you're trying to develop at FEMA?
We've actually adopted something called the focus model, and it's a 10-20-70 model. So 10% of a person's development is focused on those traditional training activities, online modules, maybe a formal program that has a series of in-person workshops, and the traditional, instructor-led workshops. The next 20% is focused on coaching and mentoring. And one of the goals that they just handed me with is by in FY15, every employee has some sort of a coaching or mentoring relationship. The other 70% is really outside the traditional box. So we have things like leader forums where people are sharing their personal leader development journeys. We have a book club that is taking off like wildfire. We're doing things really promoting rotational assignments, a lot of unstructured learning, making sure that folks have the opportunity to connect with each other, things like speed mentoring. We're rolling out a four-tier mentoring program, so you can have everything from simply ask the expert to a full nine-month program, and we're really getting folks to think outside the box.
What book are they reading in the book club now, do you know?
This month they just finished Decisiveness, and now we're looking at a performance management book based on Baldrige standards.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the things FEMA's focused on for this year and next is achieving Baldrige certification.
I want to go back to that. Those are great books, by the way, Cheryl. I want to go back to the coaching and mentoring relationship goal that you talked about before and apply that concept to goals more broadly. Do you get input into what the goals will be so that you can determine, hey, we're not just going to shoot for particular number goals, but we want these outcomes to look the way that we want to build the quality of the workforce? Because if you choose somebody who turns out to not be a great mentor, you haven't necessarily helped the other person very much.
Absolutely. One of the things we're really looking at is how are we matching those folks? So making sure that, it's all about building strength. You really want to build your strengths so you can help manage those things that really aren't a strength for you. So we're looking at how we manage those folks together. In the full nine-month program, it really is based on a leadership assessment. In the speed mentoring, we might be focused on conflict management this month, and we'll have folks that have great lessons learned to share. As far as the coaching goes, FEMA is very fortunate. Our alternative dispute resolution team provides coaching for our mid-grade and junior grade employees. And we have some folks we bring in executive coaches for the 15s and mentors. So we're really looking at making sure that they're matched based on leader competency. Everything is about results. So we're not just saying, hey, we had 17 people take this class today. It's all about what gaps are we closing? What growth are we seeing? and looking at how is the employee changing, what behaviors have changed. So we're really taking a hard look at the analysis phase to make sure we find the right solution, and then the evaluation phase to see what those differences are and what impact it had.
Cheryl Seminara of FEMA is the leader of the team that won this year's Deming Award from Graduate School USA, the Employee Development Division at FEMA. How is training, I use that term by default, but I pointed out earlier, Mike Casey from GSA calling it learning, education changing in the federal government. You've got budget constraints that you're up against. You've got all kinds of scheduling and resource issues that, you know, the employees needing to be on the job to do their jobs. What is it? How does it look different today than it did several years ago? And how do you expect it to look different in the coming years? Because the situation that we're in budget-wise and so on doesn't appear to change anytime soon.
It's not just budget-wise as well. If you think about especially our line of business, you know, when we're faced with a big disaster, a lot of our employees are deployed. So how do they still achieve their learning goals while doing that? And that's really where this focus model comes in, because it gives them the opportunity. Long gone are the days that you're going to be bringing in $35,000 classes and having, you know, spending all this money to bring speakers in. And even the time-wise, we just don't have that. That's our greatest resource that we're challenged with. So that's why we're looking at these other opportunities outside the box to really give them just-in-time learning. We're also looking at starting to do micro-learning. So we're going to call that the Knowledge Cafe, learning in the time it takes to drink a cup of coffee, 8-minute learning segments. Those will get pushed out every week to our entire workforce.
All of these things sound really, really fascinating. I wonder if you are able to keep up with all of the breakthroughs that are happening in training and education outside the public sector. I just became aware recently of a website called Udemy where people can go and post courses if they're experts in a topic, and others can go and take them on their own schedules and on their own time frames. We, of course, see all kinds of things with distance learning in the formal education system. Are any of those things, any of these revolutions, applicable in the federal space, or are they not because of peculiarities about the needs of federal employees to learn?
You know, I see a lot of agencies using some of the vendors that have a wide variety of catalogs. One of the things that FEMA has available for all their employees is one of our partners has 100,000 online modules and books they can read. So I think as people become more accustomed and you're starting to see those four generations in the workplace, you're starting to see that I want the hot topics quickly and I want to see somebody do it. Millennials really want that face-to-face time. They want to come in and see how everybody else is doing it. So I think what you're seeing is the time constraints and the budget constraints are changing how people learn, and a lot of organizations are just saying, oh, we can't do training, instead of, well, what else can we do?
Cheryl, I congratulate you and your team on this Deming Award. We have details about it at federalnewsradio.com. Keep up the good work, and thank you for being on the program today.
Thank you so much.
Cheryl Seminara is director of FEMA's Employee Development Division, representing her team accepting that award. You can read more about it, as I mentioned, and you can hear my conversation with Cheryl later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.